What inspires you to keep doing what you're doing every day and making sure that Compass is going to be the best real estate brokerage in the world, really?
And honestly, it's people like yourself.
Oh, thanks.
That's true. I look at you and you're like, you don't have to be doing what you're doing right now. You could be watching TV. You could be on your phone, but you're deciding to do something that gives positive energy to others. You're deciding to build your business and yourself. And so a different way to say it is, I think I'm addicted to entrepreneurs. I want to believe that anything's possible. It's almost like a
rhythm. Yeah.
I want to believe like anyone could define their stars and change their stars.
Don't join.
Thank you so much for being here and happy Thanksgiving. I'm very grateful for you.
Glad to be here.
And it was so nice to have some time with you in Philly when you were here last week. That was super cool. So I'm going to jump in and start with probably the biggest question that people are asking me. And I would love your thoughts on, to the best of your ability, on what you think the market for 2025 is going to look like, what trends, what you're seeing out there, what kind of conversations you're having. I would love your thoughts.
Yeah, look, I think mortgage rates will stay in the general range that it's been in. I call it, 6 to 7, generally, maybe plus or minus 50 base points. I think there's going to be more inventory, out of flow inventory, still a lot less inventory than before the pandemic. I think that you'll see prices increase.
Okay.
I think everyone out there is saying prices are going to increase. And I think you'll see demand increase just modestly. I think so. Transactions, I would say, will go up probably around 5%.
Okay, cool. Are there any markets that you think you're seeing more go in one direction or another? Are there areas of the country you think you're going to see like higher increases or more inventory?
Well, the luxury market is growing. Prices are increasing faster than the non-luxury market.
Okay.
Luxury market has increased 9% this year in terms of price, while the non-luxury market has been closer to 2%. One of the reasons why is the luxury market, when mortgage rates go up, the luxury market isn't as affected as much because they're not using mortgages as much.
Right.
And when interest rates go up, they actually receive interest income on all their investments.
Right, right.
And then they're paying it, but it doesn't hurt their ability to purchase the home. While the more lower middle market is more mortgage rate sensitive. So that's one. Also, I'd say the markets that went up the fastest in the pandemic are having a more difficult time. Parts of Florida, parts of Texas, I would say are examples of that.
Cool. No, that's super helpful. And I would kind of like mimic the same thoughts. That's what I'm seeing here in the Philadelphia mainline market. Okay, so this is something that I love telling my clients about, that I would want you to speak more to, but most people who are going to watch this are going to think what I'm about to say is crazy, but Robert Refkin is here. It's awesome. You're actually my first guest on my podcast. And even though you're the CEO of Compass, I'm actually your boss, which is hilarious.
Absolutely.
And funny. It's so
That's true. Why I'm here.
I love to tell this to people because you have built this awesome, extraordinary, cool company that has married so many things, top agents and technology. But the vision has been for us as agents, because we are directly impacting the consumer. Can you tell me more about this vision, what you think is important for us to know as a result of it?
So my mom is a real estate agent. She's 79 years old. She's been an agent my entire life, whether as life insurance agent or real estate agent.
Right.
And I share that because I was raised by an entrepreneur. And all agents are entrepreneurs. They don't make a salary. They're just through their hard work, their creativity, their network, they build a business.
Right.
Of great client service and experience and judgment and advice for helping someone buy or sell a home. And I felt, seeing my mom move from firm to firm, that she never got the support and tools to realize her potential.
Yeah.
And her potential to grow, to serve her clients, to grow her business, to support her family, a small family too, to have time with her family.
Right.
So I built Compass and created Compass to create a better company for people like my mom.
Right.
And my mom, she's my client. You're my client. I work for agents, not the other way around. And we've invested over $2 billion in building technology, programs, support, Compass Concierge, we front load the cost of staging, a network of top agents that refer their clients to each other across the country. We created this company to build for agents. And that, so the North Star for Compass is anything an agent needs, Compass must provide. It's a North Star for reasons. It's very aspirational, but I want to be the best company in the world in making agents better.
I love that. And that's truly has been my personal experience. So kind of riding off of that, what do you think is one of the best tools that we have access to that helps the consumer?
Buyer or seller?
Either one. I know there's so many.
Well, the one that I talk about right now is three-phase marketing strategy.
Right.
And so real estate developers and professional home builders, they sell hundreds of thousands of homes off the MLS every year.
Right.
And they have a phased marketing strategy. And this helps sellers better market their home. The way that a lot of agents have historically been taught to market homes, they put in the MLS 3 days before the first showing. Think about a movie trailer. A movie trailer launches the first trailer 15 seconds, 3 months before, then next month, a 30-second trailer, then the week before, a minute trailer, 2 minute trailer, you get a line around the block for the movie theater.
Right.
We have a phased marketing strategy where it's first in Compass as a private exclusive, then it's only on Compass where any agent, any consumer can search it, then it goes to everyone through the MLS. But then you're launching the listing more than once. You're creating demand in an interest list. You are testing price privately without the risk of days on market. Days on market's the killer value. Price drop history. Compass private exclusives, Compass coming soons, have no digital history around days on market, price drop history. None of the negative insights like valuation estimates and
right.
And all the listing inquiries go to the agent they hire.
Right.
When you get on these third-party portals, the buyer inquiries get sold off as leads to third-party agents. No real estate developer would want that. That's why right. they sell off MLS. And so we're basically giving individual homeowners this, we're leveling the playing field. So individual homeowners can then have the same benefits in marketing as the big money real estate developers. So that's why it's great for them. And you can test price privately with the 33,000 Compass agents and their millions of buyers. And for buyers, it's unique inventory that you can get access to. And that's what people want. And that also, if you work with a home builder as an agent, they're like, can you show me the off MLS listings? And so
absolutely.
This strategy helps buyers get access to unique inventory, off MLS inventory, helps sellers maximize the value of the home and protect it from negative insights.
I mean, I'm experiencing this too. I think the greatest asset that I have for a seller is giving them an opportunity to test some information so that by the time we're out there to the MLS on every website, we've done it correctly. And not everybody's goal is price. Sometimes it's really privacy. Maybe they've got something personal going on. Maybe they're a high net worth person. They want their privacy secured. I mean, it really is a great asset. So I echo all of these things.
I was just in a $39 million apartment in New York. And everyone was there, all these people there, like moving furniture around. And I was like, what's happening? She said, well, with the early feedback from agents and buyers is that there's too much furniture. Now, fortunately, that was a Compass private exclusive, because if it wasn't and is on the open market, and days on market would have been adding to that listing, making it look more damaged while they were taking the furniture out.
Right.
Be able to do all that and get the feedback exactly like you said, position the property in the best light, and then put it on the open market when you have the benefit of that feedback.
And it could even save some people some money up front if you have a buyer that's ready to go and you don't need to do all the staging or the painting. That's also really nice that I've been seeing in my market. On the flip side,
There are some buyers that want to pay more
right.
to get ahead of competition, or buyers want to pay more to have certainty that they're going to get the house they want.
Absolutely.
So it could be a win-win for both parties.
And then, you know, for buyers right now, which depending on the market you're in, I mean, it really is the relationship business that we're in and the relationships you have with other brokers. And I'm able to get my clients into probably 15% more of the market just because of the tools we have, which is amazing. So, okay, I'm looking at my notes here. So what's a fact about Compass you think is really important for a consumer to know about Compass that maybe they wouldn't as they're interviewing brokers throughout the country?
I think a fact would be that we're in every major market in the country virtually. We have top agents. We have more top agents. All right. So the top 1,000 agents in the country, more at Compass than any other company.
Nice.
It's almost two times the second biggest competitor in all the top markets. And so if you're moving from one market to another, you call your Compass agent and they can pre-qualify a top agent in another market and to make sure that you get the right experience and the right person. So I think it's one. Two is we've invested $1.7 billion in technology to empower agents to better serve their clients. We're launching the industry's first end-to-end client dashboard in January for buyers, for sellers, and that will allow you to see every step of the process, 24/7 transparency, before, during, and after the transaction. And we have a lot of tools that help agents, but also we're increasingly going to start giving tools to clients. But those are some of the big things. And also Compass Concierge, front load cost of staging. Staging is a great way to increase the value of your home because it looks, people want things that are, look, where it looks move in ready.
Right.
And sometimes you can buy the staging, just moves right in. And so we front load the cost of staging for sellers.
And repairs.
Exactly. I think I'd say a lot of these portals, these third-party portals, their business models are on selling leads. They sell leads, we sell homes. It's a different business.
Bingo.
Right. And so I with an agent, you want to get someone who has experience. It's like you would never get someone like an inexperienced surgeon, an inexperienced lawyer. The agent will protect you from so many things in the process that I highly recommend people get regardless of the firm. Of course, I'm biased to Compass, but get an experienced agent and you get what you pay for. Discounts can be very expensive.
I agree. So, okay, I'm gonna shift this. Oh, wait, one last Compass question. What are you most excited about for the future of Compass? I mean, I know there's a lot going on and I've listened to you speak and I mean, I'm super jazzed about so many things, but what do you think is great for the consumer to know? I know. Like we could talk for 20 minutes about it.
Yeah, there's a lot. Look, one thing I'm really passionate about is giving back.
Yeah.
And I went through 6 nonprofits as a kid that helped me. My mom was a single mom. And I started a nonprofit. I started a charter school. I ran 50 marathons, one in each state to raise $1 million for nonprofits.
Oh my God.
When I was younger. And so at Compass, we're kind of relaunching in a bigger way, Compass Cares.
Yeah.
Which is how we, with every transaction, we give back to the community locally. But I'm really excited to find ways to give back to the community more. And agents love giving back because they care about their communities in a very unique way. And so I think that's what I'm most excited by in 2025.
That's awesome. I mean, can we just pause for a minute? Did you say you ran 50 marathons? I mean, I know I told you this a couple weeks ago, but I just ran the Philly Marathon. It took you. Thank you. Yes, I'm still sore.
Good feeling, right?
Yeah, it's an amazing feeling. It's like
did you run the Rocky Steps or the Rocky Steps?
That would have been cool though if they did that. I did run up some hills though. I think you told me it took you how long? 5 years to do that?
Yeah, like a month.
It's just like it's unbelievable. And somebody said this to me. A friend of mine said, it's like type 2 fun. It's the type of fun that you have when you know you've like experienced something that you knew was hard, that's super rewarding. And I've done 10, but 50, that's like a whole different level. So, and I think you're incredible for anybody is incredible for running a marathon. 50? Anyway. So moving on to some other questions that are like a little more personal, but maybe you can give me some advice. So, and I'm sure there are going to be people, hopefully there'll be people like me that are listening to this, other entrepreneurs. So I'm going to be 37 on Saturday, and I've been in real estate for 13 years. I've had a lot of success, but I really want to get to that next level. You know, I'm an entrepreneur like everybody else, and I want to get to that next level. And I want to know what advice you have for someone like me or just me.
Yeah, for an entrepreneur in real estate?
An entrepreneur, period. or whatever thoughts you feel like would be good.
I think my two best pieces of advice would be, one, protect your mindset.
Okay.
And then two, surround yourself with the right people.
Amen.
So on mindset, it's, you know, there's a quote out there that the person who believes they can and the person who believes they cannot are both right.
Right.
If you believe you cannot, you're going to just give up. You're not going to do it. If you believe you can, you're going to keep on trying and trying again until you do it. I think it's the book, I Think I Can, I Think I Can.
Yeah.
I keep on doing it.
Yeah.
I should probably read that to my kids.
You are a family man.
Yeah, absolutely. And on surrounding yourself with the right people, I think a mistake a lot of entrepreneurs make is that they underpay the people around them that support them, and it limits them. Whether they don't want to give equity, they don't want to partner, they don't want to pay. And so, there's a classic quote out there that you're the sum of the five people you spend the most time with.
Right.
When it comes to work, like who are you surrounding yourself with? At least for me, like I think agents that go to brokerages where they don't want to pay anything, they're not going to get anything.
Right.
They're like, that's like not the goal. Like the goal is to build your business to the just potential.
Yeah.
Then, in order to do that, you need to surround yourself. You have the best tools, the best support staff, the best colleagues, the best brand. And that's how I've always approached it. Is like, you gotta have the best of everything in order to realize potential. Yeah.
So what would you say specifically?
Agents, they don't always think that way.
Yeah.
And it's weird because every day a real estate agent is telling the client, hey, you want to work with me because I'm the best at all these things. And yeah, I charge this commission, but you're going to get what you pay for. But then when it comes to the agent with their relation with everyone else, they don't always feel that way.
So as an agent, what's the advice you would give an agent trying to get to the next level this year?
Yeah, the agent, like, so this year specifically, I would say spend more time with people in person than your competitors.
Yeah.
I think people are still in the post-COVID world, not meeting people in person as much. And I think whoever connects the most grows the most. I think people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
100%.
It's hard to show how much you care over a screen. And I think this device can be deceiving. It can make you feel like you're connecting when you're not.
Right.
If you're not in person, you're not connecting. And so those are the things that I think that's the easiest way right now to grow your business. Like more client events, more client dinners, more client gifts in person. You know, knock on the door. Here, I want to thank you this holiday season for all that for working over the last 2 years to give me through referrals. That's why, like, I'm here in person in the office. I could have done this from home, but I don't believe that. I don't believe in that. There are not that many people here today. It's Thanksgiving Wednesday, but I'm supposed to be here.
And we're so grateful to have you.
Oh, thank you.
So what is a lesson that you've learned that has really stuck with you that has gotten you here? And I don't mean like here on my podcast. I mean here as the CEO of Compass.
I think it's the same kind of theme, which is it's being somebody who believes, who believes that anything's possible. Delusionally believes anything possible, which is fun. It's fun. Like, dream big. You know, the first of our eight entrepreneurship principles are dream big.
Right.
But dream big, have great ambitious goals, a lot of fun. And yeah, it's unrealistic. Sure. Let's go for it. Shoot for the stars, lay on the moon, and then find wonderful people who want to go do that with you. Let's go. Let's do it.
It's so cool to hear you talk of that because you've personally, whether you realize this or not, have inspired me and so many of my colleagues and friends. I mean, I've been saying to Terry, who's a friend of mine, the producer of this, and also Compass client, I'm like, I started a podcast and I finally just did it. And taking that leap of faith is awesome. But having a company that has supported that mission, that big goal, has been invaluable to me. So then my last question is, you know, really, like, what inspires you and keeps you doing what you do? I mean, you have this rich life. You've got these three great kids who I've had the pleasure of meeting. They're awesome. And an amazing wife who also works and has an impressive business herself. What's your personal mission? What inspires you to keep doing what you're doing every day and making sure that Compass is going to be the best real estate brokerage in the world, really?
Yeah, look, you know, honestly, it's people like yourself.
Oh.
I mean, like, I look at you, it's true. I look at you and you're like, you don't have to be doing what you're doing right now. Oh. You could be watching TV. You could be on your phone, but you're designed to do something that gives positive energy to others. You're designed to build your business and yourself. And so a different way to say it is, I think I'm addicted to entrepreneurs. Yeah. I want to believe that anything's possible.
Yeah.
Almost like a
rhythm. Yeah.
I want to believe like anyone could define their stars and change their stars. And entrepreneurs are the generals of that religion, of that belief. So entrepreneurs, you know, whether in immigrants, by the way, as well, because that's obviously an entrepreneurial journey. But I think that's that the agents are all entrepreneurs by definition.
Totally.
And so I think if you were all employees, I don't think I would be as passionate as I am. Probably wouldn't be doing this in the same way or anymore. But to be able to work for the greatest group of entrepreneurs in the country, an industry over 1 million strong, largest industry dominated by women, an industry that pushes people in their 70s, like my mom, 79 years old, to grow and to get better,
yeah,
to push them out the door, like so many other companies, an industry of families that work together. I'd say probably 10% of our top teams are families. Okay. An industry where there's no cap to your potential, where there's, regardless of your educational or socioeconomic background, you can create a business. Like that's what inspires me. So I want to create the best company in the world that helps you elevate your business, your brand, your dignity, your potential. And the way I think about it is, if Apple were going to create a brokerage firm to help agents better serve their clients and grow their business better, you know, have more time and money for their family, what would that company be and look like?
Right.
That's the standard. And that's what this is all about. And
that's awesome.
That's it.
Oh God, you're so inspiring. And just, you're just awesome to talk to. I'm so thankful to have had this one-on-one time. I know you're tight on time, so let me double check. Oh, we went a little over, but is there anything else you want to mention or chat with?
Yeah, no, look, I just want to say thank you for having me on.
Thank you.
Congrats on start launching this. You know, it's always the hardest part is just the first. Is the first step, whatever entrepreneurial journey you're on.
Totally.
Now I'm on it, and I look forward to following you.
Can we take a selfie?
Let's do it.
Thank you so much. So nice to see you. Happy Thanksgiving. Tell your family to say hello, and I'll talk to you soon, Robert.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye. See ya.
See ya.
Well, first guest, go big or go home is what they say, right? So like, what better person to ask than Robert Refkin? And it was actually very funny because he was coming into town last week. And I was like, I wonder what they'll say if I just email someone. And I copied like a whole bunch of people on this email and was like, can Robert be on my podcast when he's in town? And I was like, they're probably going to say like, no, he's super busy. And they said yes, but couldn't get him in the studio. Got him on Zoom, which was incredible. And he is just, honestly, like, he's just a great person. I like consider him a friend. Hopefully he feels the same. If not, that would be awkward. But, you know, here we are. A couple of things that he mentioned in the interview that I just did with him was about some of the tools that Compass has that I think are awesome that I get to talk one-on-one to my clients about, but not necessarily out loud. And especially if you're not hearing about it. But this is something I really encourage anyone to think about if they are selling their house, or you have a parent that is thinking of downsizing and they've got a lot going on. We have two things. One, Compass Concierge. Compass will front money at a 0% interest rate through an organization that we partner with up to a certain amount of money And it has to do with your the valuation of your house. They want to make sure there's enough equity in it. But this is like unparalleled. I mean, where can you borrow money for free for improvements for your house for a year? So we are seeing people get about 2 to 3 times the return for every dollar they're putting into their house. So this is an amazing, just like an amazing program to explore. And I've helped people navigate this. And then the second is the 3-phase marketing plan. And I'm sure a lot of you have heard variations of this, but truly, Compass has our own internal platform. Like it's consumer facing and agent facing all in one. So it's not you sending, you know, me a link from a various website and saying, look at this house. Like we can't engage in this platform, but we can all engage in the Compass platform. And one of the ways we engage is private exclusive. So off market inventory, but it's not so private because we're able to actually see it internally without having it get jammed up in email, you know, threads or email blasts or text messages. Like it's just streamlined. And the most valuable part of this 3-step process is the ability to get real-time feedback before you put your house on the market. Wouldn't it be nice to know from 5 actual buyers in the marketplace if they like the price of your house or if they maybe prefer that you paint before or maybe they would pay more money if you were able to move some of your furniture or make some changes? I think that is invaluable. And I really think that the way that real estate is sold now with some of my conversations with Robert is like the way that we list homes can be a huge detriment and a real disservice to the seller. Nobody wants days on market listed publicly. Like that's not good for the seller. It's good for the buyer, I guess, from a negotiation standpoint. And those are just 2 things amongst the other hundreds of things that Compass offers.
Young John!